Hi, this is Peter Hutchinson. I am the Independence Party candidate for governor, and this is my e-debate rebuttal on the healthcare theme. First, I want to thank everybody for participating. This is an important part of what it's going to take to move Minnesota forward. Secondly, I want to begin by acknowledging ideas I found in the other, at least in the Hatch and Pawlenty presentations, that I thought made some sense. Like Hatch talks about lowering prices through negotiation for prescription drugs. That makes sense to me. And he also talks about removing the education requirement from the way in which we structure health insurance for young people. I also think that makes some sense. Tim Pawlenty, for his part, talks about increasing what he calls transparency. That means getting the right information to people so they can use it. And he also introduced this year, the election year, his QCARE idea, which is really about paying for the right thing done right the first time. I think it's a good idea. I'll talk a little bit more in a second about how I think it could go much, much further. Let me step back, though, from those initial reactions and share the following. I think what's important here is that for candidates to know where they're going, how they're going to get there, and how they're going to pay for it. And frankly, on those three measures, neither of the presentations from Tim Pawlenty or Mike Hatch really measure up. Both claim that healthcare is a top priority, but if you watch Tim Pawlenty's 60-second ad, which he used for his opening statement, you won't even see healthcare mentioned. Mike Hatch, on the other hand, mentions it, but certainly doesn't make it his top priority. If you click over and watch my opening statement, I think there'll be no question in your mind that healthcare is the most important thing from our point of view. It is so expensive, it is rising so fast, it is threatening so many Minnesotans that any leader that doesn't take the time to go after healthcare isn't really taking the time to do what matters most to Minnesotans. That's why we made it so important from our overall, in terms of our overall campaign. Secondly, I think you've got to look for specific targets. If you go to our website, www.teammn.com, you can see a lot about the targets we've set for healthcare. Overall, we want to reduce costs by 20%. That's not going to be easy, but it can be done if we're willing to cut the cost of bureaucracy on overhead, administrative systems that are not standardized, forms, codes, and computer software that really aren't compatible with one another. There's a tremendous overhead cost. Mike Hatch refers to this, but really doesn't give us very much specifics about how we go after it. Our proposal laid out on our website is pretty darn clear that since the state of Minnesota, with local government as well, spends $8 billion a year, we certainly can reduce these costs by simply refusing to pay for the stuff that doesn't produce anything. The same applies for improving the quality of care. We know that up to 30% of all the care that's delivered in Minnesota is stuff that needs to be redone, that wasn't done the first time, that needs to be fixed. We simply shouldn't be paying for care that isn't the very best. And when we do call it best care, we ought to get the right care the right time, the right way the first time. This is what Tim Pawlenty's driving at with his QCARE proposal, but it's way too timid. We think you can save upwards of $900 million by simply pursuing quality care. And that's the important thing. We can get better care, but it also can be less expensive. That combination makes a huge difference. And that's what leads us to be able to assure that every Minnesotan is covered by health insurance. Because our first two proposals, driving administrative costs down and driving quality up, save up to $1.7 billion. With that money in hand, we can make health care available to everyone. That doesn't have to be a good intention. It can be the result we actually want to achieve. And so we're pushing really hard on getting those three things to happen. Cut the cost, improve the quality, which also saves, and make sure that healthcare is available to everyone in Minnesota. We don't see any excuse for why that wouldn't occur. Now, when you look at the proposals made by both Mike Hatch and Tim Pawlenty, you can't find goals like this anywhere. You can't find the kind of specificity that we think it's going to take to really make this happen. Here's how somebody put it to me one day after we were talking about the importance of healthcare reform. They said, if you couldn't get healthcare reform, it really wouldn't be worth being governor. And that's the truth. I think the healthcare reform is so essential to what we need to achieve that if we don't get reform now, we're going to paralyze everything that goes on in government. And I'm discouraged that neither Tim Pawlenty nor Mike Hatch are willing to really make this the top priority by staking their reputations on specific goals with specific strategies to achieve them and specific financial results. Without that sort of thing, how can we hold a leader accountable for getting the real work done and achieving the kind of goals that we all have in mind? Now, let me say just a word about three other parts of our healthcare plan. One has to do with public health. That is, attacking the two big epidemics that we face, the epidemic of smoking, which was the epidemic of the 20th century, and the epidemic of obesity, which is going to be the epidemic of the 21st century. We've been uninvesting in this sort of thing, and we ought to get reinvested, and soon. Secondly, everything in our healthcare reform effort counts on straight talk about personal responsibility. Look, if you do what you're supposed to do, you lead a good life, you don't smoke, you don't get obese, you don't eat the wrong things, why should you pay for the people who choose to do otherwise? We need to put incentives into the healthcare system so that everyone gets reminded that not smoking, maintaining a good body weight, going to the gym, getting your preventive services really are valuable. So we're going to encourage everyone through premium deductions